Well, my name is Ryan Paulson, and I'm talking to you now from my apartment in uptown Manhattan. Yes, my name is Ryan Paulson, and I grew up far from downtown in a land the natives call Wisconsin. I'm here now, and what am I gonna do? Not talk to Jesus. I'm here now, and what am I gonna do? Leave God alone. I'm here now, and what am I gonna do? Hi, you're listening to the Bashful Scandinavian podcast for April 15th, 2007, Jeopardy for Jesus. I'd encourage you to consider subscribing to the podcast through iTunes. You can just look up Pentecostal Wisconsin Podcast or Ryan Paulson, and that way you'll have them automatically downloaded to your iTunes, and you won't have to worry about it, and it's completely free. Thanks for listening to the podcast, and I hope you enjoy it. I'm here now, and what am I gonna do? One of the things that my church was always trying to instill in us was different passages from the Bible. But they were always trying to come up with new creative ways. And whether that would be what I mentioned last week, which was the Pentecostal Boy Scouts, or Missionettes for Girls, they were always trying to find a way to kind of, you know, get us excited about learning the Bible. And one thing that they had come up with a long time ago, my Pentecostal church, the denomination was the Assemblies of God, was something called Bible quizzing, which is basically like Jeopardy for Jesus. And some people take it really seriously. Bible quizzing, you would your church would have a few teams, and you would practice every Sunday, and then you would have these competitions where you would meet other teams and, of course, compete against them. There were the 10-point questions, the 20-point questions, and the 30-point questions. One of the things that I always remember about Bible quizzing, which were the meets, the Bible quiz meets, which would be once a month during Bible quiz season. And you would go to a church, or it would be hosted at your church, and you would show up, and there would be all these other churches from the area that were also Pentecostal. And you would go into a room, a quizzing room, and there would be a long table, say two long folding tables set up end to end. And in the middle was this briefcase set on the crack between the two tables. And this briefcase was the buzzer set. So it looked like a bomb. And I don't think you would be able to carry one of these on board any airplane nowadays, because it looked like a bomb from some crappy action movie, because it was this suitcase and it had all of these bulbs on its side, and then it had all these wires running out, all of these separate buzzers for each individual quizzer. So there'd be three on one side and three on the other. So you'd have this mess of wires spread out all over the table and little paddles for the quizzers to press, and then you'd have this thing that looks like a bomb in the middle of the table. It was odd. And this was a really formal thing. I mean, it wasn't like, well, let's just ask a few questions. It had this whole rhythm to it. Like, there were three judges and a timekeeper, so it required a lot of people to have one of these quiz meets. And the quiz master would say something like, question number one for 10 points. How did God decide to save the world from sin? And then someone would buzz in and you hear a, and then another judge would say, Green One. The quizzer at Green One would say, God saved the world by sending Jesus to die on the cross. And then the quizmaster would say, correct, for 10 points for Green One. There were all of these other rules too. It got really complicated, because once you scored a certain number of points, then you had a quiz out, which meant that you had to leave, and you'd basically scored all the points they were going to let you score, and you had to go sit on the bench. There were also timeouts. So if you found yourself in a pinch and you wanted to talk strategy, you could stop and talk with your coach who was on the bench beside you. I was, like a lot of these things, I was never really great at it. And it was one of those things that people were always trying to convince me to do. You know, I'd go to Sunday school and the teacher would say, oh, Ryan, you got to sign up for Bible quizzing this year. Are you doing Bible quizzing? And I would kind of say, oh, I don't know. I don't know if it's really my thing. To me, some things don't need the competition, you know? I don't know if I want to, like, go and compete over it. And it kind of, even though I'm not a big, you know, fan of of the religion, it still seems like it takes some of the spirit out of it, you know, because suddenly you're not learning the Bible to learn it. You're learning it so you can beat the team from Osseo or the team from Menominee, which were area towns around my hometown. In my church, the family that was really the stars of the Bible quizzing, activity, were the Hansons. Mr. and Mrs. Hanson coached teams, and then Blake, who was sort of the golden boy of my church, he was the best quizzer by far, and then his younger sister was sort of okay. I mean, not great, but also not terrible. So that was sort of the family dynasty, the Hansons, as far as Bible quizzing went in my church. You know, I never really fully committed to it, despite the fact that the Hansons said they would buy me a pair of Back to the Future sunglasses if I memorized a certain amount. There are all these incentives, like you could win candy if you answered a certain number of questions. And they would always start the quiz meets with a prayer. The quiz master would say, "Does anyone have a prayer to pray to open our quiz match?" And someone would raise their hand in the prayer. It was kind of sweet, because it always went like this. It went, "Help the winners not to brag about it, and help the losers not to feel too bad." One quiz meet that I remember particularly well was when I was on a team called Buzz Attack. And I wish that I could say that I didn't have a part in naming that group, but I actually did. I thought we should be Buzz Attack. I thought that was kind of funny. Actually, I shouldn't say that. I thought it was kind of cool. I wish I had a sense of humor about it, but I thought it was actually cool. And looking back on it, not so cool, Buzz Attack. But I remember thinking this up, and everyone else agreed, and we were like, "We're going to be Buzz Attack. That's pretty intense." And then they made shirts for us. The Hansons made shirts for us, for the team that had myself and Blake and April on it. And I was really excited to get the shirts. You know, I thought they would be black with red, and they would say Buzz Attack, and we would strike fear in the hearts of our opponents by showing up in these really cool black shirts. But instead, Mrs. Hanson had the shirts made so that they were yellow, and they had a bee on them, and then they said Buzz Attack. Like, we're bumblebees. And the bumblebees aren't nearly as scary as, you know, I was thinking dark and black and more, you know, more menacing. And she was thinking, like, cute and make honey. So we're in our Buzz Attack shirts, and we're have this our first match. And I remember it was getting towards the end, and Blake had scored almost all the points. April had scored a couple. I hadn't scored any. And we were kind of neck and neck with this other team. And Blake calls a timeout. And we turn around to talk to Mr. Hanson so he can give us the strategy. Of course, I have really no clue what to do. And this is the point where I realize that everyone else knew that I didn't know anything. You know, because sometimes you think, huh, I don't know anything. I don't know any of these answers. I wonder if anyone else knows that I don't know the answers. So for a while, I wasn't sure if anyone knew that. But this is when I realized they did. Because Mr. Hanson, he said, Blake, I think there's one 30-point question left. And he would track them on a chart because there was a certain number of questions for each. And he wanted to know what was coming next. He said, "Blake, there's a 30-point question. We need you to get that. And then you'll have a quiz out. And then April, we need you to get the 20-point question because there's at least one of those left. And Ryan, you just pray."
"Well, my name is Ryan Paulson, and I'm talking to you now from my apartment in uptown Manhattan. Yes, my name is Ryan Paulson, and I grew up far from downtown in a land the natives call Wisconsin. I'm here now, and what am I gonna do? Not talk to Jesus. I'm here now, and what am I gonna do? Leave God alone. I'm here now, and what am I gonna do?"
This has been the Bashful Scandinavian podcast for April 15th, 2007, Jeopardy for Jesus. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, just look up the podcast directory in iTunes and type in Pentecostal Wisconsin Podcast or Ryan Paulson. It'll come up there and you'll be able to subscribe and then have all the episodes automatically downloaded to your iTunes every week. And of course, it's absolutely free of charge. Thanks for listening.
I'm here now.